New York is my home.
Nixon made her announcement in a video. It shows her with her wife and children in her home in New York City and on the streets of New York, taking her child to school and riding the subway.
When I grew up here, it was just my mom and me in a one-bedroom, fifth-floor walk-up.
The former star of the hit TV show Sex and the City, who most recently portrayed Emily Dickinson in the movie A Quiet Passion, originally began acting to help pay her way through Barnard College. The 51-year-old is also an advocate for funding for public education and for LGBTQ rights. In the video, Nixon decries income inequality in a state that she says has incredible wealth and extreme poverty, and the depressed upstate economy, where she says half of all children are poor. The video does not mention Cuomo by name, but in an accompanying release, Nixon calls the governor a centrist, an Albany insider, whose time in office has been defined by a string of indictments for corruption. Cuomo's former closest aide, Joe Percoco, was convicted of bribery last week by a federal jury, and other former Cuomo associates face trial later this year.
We want our government to work again on health care, ending mass incarceration, fixing our broken subway. We are sick of politicians who care more about headlines and power than they do about us.
A Siena College poll released Monday finds that Cuomo is far ahead of Nixon, though, leading her among Democrats, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
He said, if the primary between Cuomo and Nixon happened today, who would you support? Two-thirds, 66% of Democrats say they're with Cuomo, only 19% are with Nixon. Even among liberals, self-identified liberal Democrats support Cuomo 63 to 18%. Cuomo is very strong among Democrats right now.
Greenberg, who spoke just before Nixon announced her candidacy, says the real campaigning has not begun, though, and when that happens, the numbers could change.
And you advertise, and you're all over the radio and the TV, and you're on the blogs. That's what moves people. So we still haven't seen the full effect of the Percoco trial in terms of how it's going to affect the governor, potentially.
The same poll found that when voters were asked whether they would like Cuomo to be governor again, 48% said yes, while 46% said they'd prefer someone else. And it shows the governor's job performance rating is slipping by 7 points. Cuomo was at the Capitol, but he did not make any public appearances. The governor was asked earlier in March about the possibility of Nixon challenging him. He was also asked about her links to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has had a long-running feud with Cuomo, and whether de Blasio might be partly behind her effort.
I think it was probably either the mayor of New York or Vladimir Putin. And I'm going to leave it to you, great investigative reporters, to follow the facts and ferret out the truth.
More recently, Cuomo has said he's not nervous about whoever runs against him. In 2014, an unknown challenger, Zephyr Teachout, won over one-third of the Democratic primary vote for governor. Teachout is now listed as Nixon's campaign treasurer. Cuomo also faces two Republican challengers for governor, Deputy State Senate Majority Leader John DeFrancisco and Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. So far, the governor is nearly 30 points ahead of both men. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.